More powerful. How amazing. There was a lot of chatter here, and then you guys got quiet and you said it's because you're waiting for the countdown. 10, 9, 8, getting ready to start. Isn't that a wonderful kind of feeling to have such anticipation and excitement? And I know you're excited because we have this opportunity to come together, be corporate, to worship the Lord. I mean, what can really be better? How amazing it is. But I wonder often, as we anticipate that, we're counting down, how's the Lord responding? Don't you think he's like, I'm waiting too. I'm just waiting to hear that shout that comes forth from those gathered at Harvest Christian Church, those online who are deciding to connect and be ready. The Lord is responding to us and to our praises. How amazing it is. You know, in Psalm 48, it begins, it says, there are so many reasons to describe God as wonderful. How true is that? There are so many reasons to describe God as wonderful, so many reasons to praise him with unlimited praise. So many reasons. I don't know what are the reasons that are most prominent in your heart today that you are saying, I just want to stand up and praise him because of. And there could be so many reasons, but one of the reasons I love is in the psalm right before this one, in Psalm 47. And hear what it says about the Lord. It says, come on and clap your hands, everyone. Okay, come on, let's just start. Let's be activated. Yes, come on and clap our hands. Come on and clap your hands, everyone. Shout to God with raucous sounds of joy. Okay, a shout. Glory! Glory, Lord. The Lord God Most High is astonishing and awesome beyond words. He's the formidable and powerful king over all the earth. He's the one who conquered the nations before us and placed them all under our feet. Oh, may we come to a greater understanding even today of what he's placed under his feet and thus under our feet. And may we stand in that place of authority. He's the one who conquered the nations before us and placed them all under our feet. He's marked out our inheritance ahead of time, putting us in the front of the line, honoring Jacob, the one he loves. Each one of us is in the front of the line. When you were little, did you like to be in the front of the line? Yes, I think so. I always did. I always ran to be in front of the line, and somebody else would get there ahead of me. But God says, I put all of you in the front of the line. In other words, whatever he has to give forth today, you're right there in front of the line to receive it because you have that eagerness in you and because you have the favor of God on you. It goes on to say, God arises with the ear-splitting shout of his people. God goes up with the trumpet blast. Ooh, the trumpet blast. Sing and celebrate. And then sing some more. Celebrate some more. Let's not get tired of celebrating and singing before him. For God is the triumphant king. The powers of the earth are all his. So sing your celebration songs of highest praise to the glorious enlightened one. Our God reigns over every nation. He reigns on his holy throne over all. He reigns. Note that the throne is before us today as a visual that declares to each of us and to the atmosphere and to all around us, God reigns. He reigns on his holy throne over all the nobles and princes, the loving servants of the God of Abraham, they all gathered to worship. we're gathered to worship today. Every warrior's shield is now lowered as surrendered trophies before this king. He has taken his throne. He's high and lofty, exalted over all. Lord, we know that is so vividly shown to us as we step into that place of surrender before you and say, let your authority, let your government rule in our hearts, in our lives, that we too can be the ruling ones, because we are beginning to know with greater clarity, and then with the authority that accompanies it, we're beginning to know even more and more what you've put under our feet. And we're choosing to stand in that righteous place. We're choosing to stand in that place of authority, that we might see all things brought in authority to you. But first of all, it's our very hearts and minds, our very lives. We're surrendered to you. We give you our all in all. And we especially, Holy Spirit, ask you, bring revelation, bring greater revelation and understanding to us of how we can step into all that God has given to us. Help us to grow in our knowledge of Him. Help us to grow in our knowledge of Christ and all that Christ has done to be the ruling one. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for your work that's in us today. Yes, and then we are able to stand. Hey, let's stand. Let's stand. And we're able to offer up to you that shout, that ear-splitting shout that praises you. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah.
Thank you. and stop the thought. Our God is a lion, the lion of Judah. He's roaring power, fighting our battles, and every knee will bow before him. Our God is a lamb, the lamb that was slain for the sin of the world. His blood breaks the chains, and every knee will bow before the lion and the lamb. Jesus is Lord. Every knee, every tongue confess. When I'm walking through the valley, your presence is around me, 'cause nothing stands between me and my God. Fear that was my prison is no longer where I'm living, 'cause nothing stands between me and my God. Oh, there's no place I go that He is not. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. We'll be dancing through the darkness, 'cause we believe it. Watch the lies break off. Watch the enemy flee. Watch the walls come crumbling down when the people of God sing. That's you. Hear the heavenly roar of every heart set free. Hear the chains of shame hit the ground when the people of God sing, yes! Watch the lies break off. Watch the enemy flee. Watch the walls come crumbling down when the people of God sing. Watch the lies break off. Watch the enemy flee, yes. Watch the walls come crumbling down when the people of God sing, sing people. Hear the mighty roar of every heart set free. Hear the chains of shame hit the ground when the people of God sing. Let's sing at the ancient gates. Yes, freedom. We're gonna sing, sing, sing. We're singing at the gates.
There is singing at the ancient gates. Ceaseless praise, edge to edge, the sound is only growing stronger.
Yes, more come in.
There's a throne beneath the shame of names. There is seated on it one who reigns, and his kingdom now is here. Praise him like we're there in glory here and now. He's just as whole. Jesus, he's so worthy of it all. He exists in everlasting light. So on heaven's streets there is no night. Every tear is white.
Shout your Love to shout your name, oh Lord.
is exalted on high. He is exalted, for great is the Lord. Let all the nations say, exalted. He is exalted. Exalted, he is exalted on high. He is exalted,
great.
Great is the Lord. Let all the nations say, exalted.
Thank you.
Lord be praised. Sing with the chorus resounding before us. Holy is your name. Blessing and honor. Blessing and honor. Glory and power unto the Lord be praised. Sing with the chorus resounding before us. Holy is your name. Blessing and honor. God, an everlasting Father, and our Comforter, and our Healer, and our Savior, and our Lord, and our King, and we bless your holy name, for there's no name above your name. Your name is high and lifted up, and the train of the robe fills the temple with glory. We exalt you. Yahweh, holy is your name. Yahweh, holy is your name. Yahweh, holy is your name. Yahweh, holy is your name.
Lift your hands right now. He says, in my name, every knee shall bow. In my name, every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. And so, Father, we confess your lordship this morning, lordship over these temples of the Holy Spirit. We confess that your lordship is over your church. And your church, Father, is being washed in the water of the Word, even right now, as we honor your name, the name above all names. And we thank you in your name, you said, we shall cast out devils. In your name, we shall heal the sick. And so in the name of Jesus, we command every demonic spirit, every lying spirit to go in the name of Jesus. Every oppressive spirit, go in Jesus' name. You have no authority in these temples, and we command you in Jesus' name to bow and to go. And we command healing to be released in every body. Every body, we receive healing in the name of Jesus. We receive it from the top of our head to the bottom of our feet. Now, in the name of Jesus, every sickness go, every disease bow, Every pain, leave now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we speak healing right now. We release healing over your body. We release a manifestation of miracles and signs and wonders now in the name of Jesus. We receive our miracle now and we declare, I'm a miracle. Declare you are a miracle. Declare if you're born again, you're a miracle of God. You're a new creation in Him. Declare that by His stripes you are healed. Declare that He Himself took your sicknesses and bear your sins in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. We forget not all your benefits. And we bless the Lord, oh our souls, and all that is within us. All that is within us gives honor and glory and praise to you, King of Kings. King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And we bless you. We honor you. Oh, we bless you. And we welcome, just welcome His fullness now. Welcome His fullness to come and fill you to overflowing. We thank you for a greater measure of your presence. In the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we declare peace that passes all understanding. We release the joy of the Lord. And we declare the joy of the Lord is our strength. In the mighty name of Jesus. Just declare the joy of the Lord is your strength now. Just release your confession of faith. Agree with what He's confessing over you. We thank you, Father. We hold on to the confession of our faith. Declaring that you are our all in all. Jesus who was, but we don't live in the was, who now is, and who is to come. So we live in the fullness of all that is to come in Jesus' mighty name. Just lift your hands and thank Him. Thank Him right now. Thank Him for touching your body. Thank you for restoring you, your strength right now. Father, I just declare strength right now. Over every body here in this place, and the sound of my voice this morning, those listening, I declare strength. I declare refreshing right now, a fresh wind of Holy Spirit, a fresh breath of God. Breathe on us, breath of God, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. More, Lord, more. Just release the more. The more of your presence, Lord. You're here in this place. So we thank you. Thank you for a greater measure of your presence. Filling us now. Feel the infilling right now. There's an infilling, a fresh anointing, a fresh baptism. Jesus had the anointing without measure. He had the Holy Spirit without measure. But when we cry more, we're acknowledging we want more of His measure. We want more of His fullness. We want more of His glory. More, Lord. More. And we keep pressing in. We keep pressing in to the high calling of more in the name of Jesus. 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 In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Whoa. Keep just receiving. It says, anyone thirsty, let him come and drink. Receiving is drinking. It's drinking out of living water that He's releasing into your innermost being. Let the river begin to flow. Let it begin to bubble up and let it begin to flow. Oh, Rabba Sidi Lidabu Kuramba Randa Dala Ha Ha Ha. Oh, receive a fresh baptism of Holy Spirit and fire now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, as we're crying out for miracles, the greatest miracle is when you receive Jesus as Lord of your life. We want a miracle. If you're not born again, receive Jesus as your Lord. That's the greatest miracle. He takes you out of the kingdom of darkness and takes you into the kingdom of His dear Son, the kingdom of light. But the next miracle is being filled with the Holy Spirit, that you can communicate with the God of heaven in a heavenly language. And your mind doesn't understand, but your spirit, man. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Lift your hands again and just thank Him. Whoa. He inhabits the praises of His people. So as we honor Him in praise and thanksgiving and worship, He inhabits, He's dwelling in the midst of the praises of His people. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. Thank you, worship team. Let's give the Lord a praise. How many felt something happening on the inside as we were praising Him? Something stirring. That's Holy Spirit. You don't have to feel something, but the first feeling's on the inside. There's a stirring. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Well, you may be seated. Hey. Well, I guess you're already seated. Oh, hallelujah. Well, we want to welcome you. A couple of quick announcements, and then we'll dismiss the children. We see our newlyweds are here this morning, Joshua and Lauren. And we want to pray for them because I understand the moving vans ordered, and they're moving on Thursday. So they got their things packed and just kind of sealing things off. And let's stretch your hands. We just want to send them right now. Huntsville, Alabama, look out. Father, we thank you for Joshua and Lauren right now. We thank you, Father, in this transition right now, that Father, you've already gone before them. You've already prepared the way. You're already opening up doors and opportunities. We thank you that you're preparing the hearts and the lives of those that they'll be encountering as they go down to Huntsville. And we thank you, Father, that they're carrying a presence. And we send them with an apostolic anointing. We send them right now with the fire of God. We send them with the spirit of Detroit, Father, that, Father, where the Spirit is Lord, there is freedom. And so we receive and empower them as we lay hands on them and send them in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hey. Well, they're going to Huntsville, Alabama, so if you hear something break out in Huntsville, you know that Lauren and Joshua are there. So just keep praying for them as they make transition. Newlyweds, but also new jobs, new locations, everything's new. And so favor of God's with them, and favor with man too. So a couple quick announcements. We got a few books left on setting yourself free, and you need to pick up those books. Hard to believe, but we're only 58 days away from Labor Day. It seems like just yesterday I was announcing there's 90 some days from Memorial Day to Labor Day. What happened to those? So 58 days, and we said that it's really critical how we position ourselves in these next 58 days, and it's narrowing to go into the next season. And I'm just hearing words from the prophets, but hearing words from just people that are really hearing the Spirit of God, that it's about really to break wide open in the earth. And if you're following some of the things happening in the earth and the climate, I mean, it's bizarre in nations, what's happening in nations. They're restructuring now. Things are just happening at an accelerated speed, and that's why time's going fast, because we're in accelerated time, but it's accelerated of God's time. And so in the fullness of his time, he breaks out. And so he's preparing us so that we're prepared for not what's just coming in the natural, but what's coming in the spirit. And he wants us to be expanded here so that he can pour out more of him, so that we can fulfill not only our destiny, but his destiny for us in this day and this hour. And so we want to encourage you, stay engaged. Part of it is the book, Setting Yourself Free, making sure that you're clean and you're delivered so that you can move in the next season. And we got a few books left. If we run out of them, we'll order some more. So stay with that. Don't read it as a fast read. Stay in it. Ask Holy Spirit to show you things that you might not see or understand in you. And just let follow the procedures in there of he reveals, and then let there be a true repentance come, and let there be a turning around and a renouncing, and then a receiving of the newness. So just stay in the book. That's part of our preparation. Another thing that's coming up, and you can mark on your calendar, and we'll have some information on it on August the 4th. You can write that down. General Michael Flynn is coming into Detroit area, and he's being hosted by a lot of churches in the area. Michael has been crisscrossing this nation right now since the beginning of the year with a message for the church to wake up. And so he's coming to share, but he's got insight not only for the church, but he's got insight in the global, what's happening globally. And because of his place in government and the military, he's got some great insight. And so on August the 4th, 7 o'clock, that's a Sunday night, it's going to be at Grace Christian Church. Or Friday night, I'm sorry. Is it? Yeah, it's Friday night. I'm sorry, good. August the 4th, Friday night. It's at Grace Christian Church, and that's in Sterling Heights on Van Dyke, just north of 15 Mile Road. And so we want to encourage you just to pack a van load of people and go. You need to hear what's happening in the big picture, not only just what God's about ready to do, but what's the enemy's also already doing. And so Michael Flynn has some great insights. So that's August the 4th. It's Friday. Also, then you can mark August the 27th. That's a Sunday, I know. And we're going to have church in the park. And so, weather permitting, so it's a great time. We usually end our summer. It's just before Labor Day weekend, the weekend before. So on Sunday, we're going to have church in the park and just celebrate what Jesus is doing. So mark that. More details will be coming as we move into August, so that you can prepare for it and join us for that. And so just stay engaged. A lot of other things happen. We have First Fruits that goes every Tuesday. Right here, it's prayer as the prophet Susie is declaring what God is saying to her over this state, over this nation. And that's First Fruits on Tuesday mornings, and that's at 9:30. And then it goes live at 10, and includes round 11, and that's every Tuesday. And then Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, we have a group that gathers here and prays from noon to 1 o'clock, and Mary leads that, and it's a team that just comes and prays in the Spirit. We don't know how to pray as we ought, but they come and pray in the Spirit and charge the atmosphere and ask Holy Spirit to show them what's to come, because Holy Spirit will not only only teach us all things, but show us what's to come so that we're prepared. So that's every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And so we'll be making some other announcements. One of the things that we want to do is do a class on Holy Spirit. And so we're going to be announcing that a couple of days. We're working on some dates. Probably in August, we'll let you know. And but Holy Spirit is a key in this coming season. And everybody I turn on, it doesn't matter if they're in this nation or not, they're talking about the Holy Spirit and the person of Holy Spirit. And people are getting filled with the Holy Spirit. We're hearing it just in our own lives, in our own family. People are getting filled with the Holy Spirit because God is doing a sovereign move. So we believe it's important that we need to know who Holy Spirit is, the person, the work, but just how important he is to us in this critical hour that we're moving into. So look forward to that announcement coming. So we're going to keep you going through the summer, keep you running, so that when this transition happens, you're ahead of the transition. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Let's stretch our hands. Chase, are you doing the children today, or your team? Okay. Let's just stretch our hands toward Chase and all the children. Father, we thank you for this next generation, that they're under attack right now, Father. But Father, we thank you that they're under attack because you have a plan for them. And we thank you that you're preparing the next generation, even at a young age, that you're teaching them how to hear the voice of Holy Spirit, how to hunger and thirst for the Word of God and the things of God. So we thank you this morning that, Father, we're releasing the children, we're releasing Chase and her team right now, that they're not just a father facilitating the children through the service, but they're imparting the things of the Spirit right now. We thank you for Chase, that you're accelerating, Father, her ideas and creativity right now, how to, Father, impart to this next generation in the name of Jesus. Just bless them right now in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. I don't know about you, but when we were in worship, I thought, I don't smell real good, but I thought I smelled bacon. Oh, yeah, they're all saying, well, some of them are going to get to, the children are going down for pancakes. And well, did anybody else smell that? Okay. Well, we're going to bring the Word of God. So it says, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word. So, or every pancake or every bacon, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Amen. I want to do something this morning. I believe that I'm to continue speaking on Holy Spirit, because without Holy Spirit, we're not going to be able to navigate through this next season. We're going to have to know the voice of the Spirit. And last week, Hebrews, we said, today, if you hear his voice. If I were to ask how many have heard his voice today, raise your hand. And it doesn't matter if you hear it, you're going to hear it in a minute. Because we're going to read the Word of God. So if you say you don't hear the voice of God, when we read the Scripture, which is the Word of God, then you hear God's voice.
Yes. Amen.
Oh, come on. And we want to encourage you through this season, if you want to hear God's voice, read the Word out loud to yourself. You'll hear God's voice. He's very clear what he's speaking. He's not confused. The confusion comes with us. And so read his Word out loud and read it to yourself and you'll hear God's voice. So this morning, he's challenging me to continue to press in. It says, today if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts. Every time he speaks and you don't obey, your heart becomes harder. And if you keep refusing to hear and obey his word, eventually your heart gets hard where it's very difficult to hear, even when you're hearing it preached by someone else. So today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts. Dr. Jonathan David, I heard his, in the last 2 weeks, his message has been Romans chapter 8, verse 14. I think we've heard it here. My brother gave it to us on June 25th. I had it written on a notepad to speak about it. As many as are led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God. And it's not just sons and children, but sons as in mature sons. Those that are led by the Spirit are the sons of God. And so we want to be led by the Spirit and not by all the circumstances and situations going out there in this crazy world. The best way I can do this for you is give you the word this morning. So what do we pray in this time? And I want to take us back to praying what I consider apostolic prayers. There's some prayers written in Scripture, not just by Jesus. Jesus gave us a pattern of prayer in the Lord's Prayer. And then in John 17, he prayed, and we have that pattern. But Paul gives us what we call apostolic prayers. Apostolic prayers are not just prayers that Paul was praying for us, but it's prayers that we can pray for each other and for our city, our nation, our state. But I want to give you a pattern of apostolic prayers that Paul gave us. And from time to time, I've given this over the years, but I'm not going to do it out of the New American Standard. So you can get ready, Steve or Mike. We're going to do it out of the Passion, because sometimes we need to be jolted out of our familiarity. Sometimes we've read the Scripture so much that we got familiar with it and we missed the whole magnification or whatever you want to call it, Scripture. But I'm telling you, the Word is constantly pregnant, giving birth to new revelation. And so every time, you know, I read these, and I read these the last couple of weeks, this one prayer we're going to do, because this is the prayer we can pray in this season. And I want you to pray it not just like you're praying it from Scripture, but put your I in there. Put a personal pronoun, me and I, so that you're praying it over yourself, because these are going to be critical in this day and this hour. So apostolic prayers I want to talk about. So let's turn to Ephesians chapter 3. We'll start here. In Ephesians chapter 3, and I hope you're about ready to get excited.
All right. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Because the Lord kind of, in these last few weeks, reminded me and showed us, if you study the life of an eagle and the pattern of eagle, and we have two scriptures that we've had, one last week and one a couple of weeks ago. Isaiah 40:31 says, "Yet those who wait for the Lord will gain new strength." How many want new strength?
Yeah.
So he says, those who wait for the Lord will, not might, not maybe. The promise is, if you wait for the Lord, you're going to gain new strength. So if that's you this morning, then you're in the right place. Amen? Wait for the Lord will gain new strength. They will mount up with wings like eagles. They will run and not get tired. How many feel like, man, life is just tiring me out? I mean, you wake up and it seems like, you know, all the information comes, the situations, just the cares of life, taking care of your car, your house. Yeah, have to cut the grass. If you don't cut the grass, you know, your neighbors get on you and put more pressure. And I mean, just life in itself, so it can tire you out. But those that wait for the Lord will walk and not get tired. They'll walk and not get weary. They'll run and not faint. But the second scripture that we have is Psalm 103. And it starts in verse 1. It says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul." So when we bless the Lord, oh, our soul, our focus is on the Lord. And then in verse 5, it says this, "Bless the Lord, oh, my soul," it says in verse 1. Verse 5 says, "Who satisfies your years with good things." How many want your years to be satisfied with good things? And it's not just material things. Material things wear out and are subject to change. This is just good things in life. I mean, When you get a good report of someone else, you just rejoice. It's a good thing. And so good things come in compliments. Good things can come in other people encouraging you. For he satisfies your life with good things. And then it says, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. So understand the eagle's life. At the age somewhere between 30 and 50, it seems to be all over the board, eagles go through a molting process. They start to pluck out all their feathers. And then they beat their beak against the rock until their beak falls off. They knock their talons off. And it's reported only one of three eagles will make it out of this process because they're totally dependent on other eagles feeding them. Because they can't now feed themselves. They're in an isolated place. It sounds like sometimes Christians, you isolate yourself or you're going through a time of malting where the Lord's dealing with you. We need others to come in and feed us spiritually. And if they don't, some people don't make it through that process of going through the wilderness or walking through the valley of the shadow of death. Amen. But this process with the eagle takes 4 to 5 months. And those that go through that, they grow back new feathers, they get a new beak, new talons, and they say they're stronger and faster than they were before. So their strength is renewed like an eagle. So if you're going through a rough time right now, let others feed you. Turn on. There's a lot of things you can do to get fed the Word of God. Just listen to the Word. Speak the Word. Stay in that place because you're going to come out renewed and stronger than you went in. So it doesn't matter what you're going through right now. Stay in it. Stay connected with the body. Let others feed you. Aren't you glad there's times that others came around and prayed for you when you were going through your difficult time? Don't isolate yourself in this time. Let others pray, but receive that renewing because he's preparing you for the new season. And I believe that's what's happening in these months in the summer. When we come out, the church that goes through the process is going to be different. We're not going to recognize this. This is going to be new strength. And so I believe this is what this apostolic prayer is about that the Apostle Paul gave us. And reading from the Passion, it starts in chapter 3 and verse 14. And we open the song. I appreciate it, Michelle, opening the song. It says, so I kneel humbly in awe before the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. She started with that. That humility is kneeling before the Lord. Kneeling means there's surrender. And what he's asking for in this time, he's asking for total surrender. He's asking that you will kneel in total surrender and declare Jesus as Lord of your life. So it's not a time to negotiate with the Lord. You ever done this? If you do that, I'll do this. It's not going to work in this season. He's asking for total humility, total humbleness. In fact, in Proverbs chapter 15, verse 33, it says in the Passion, do not expect to see God's glory until he sees your humility.
Oh, that's good. Amen. Ooh. I like that. Yes.
Don't fool ourselves that you're going to see the glory of God without a spirit of humility. It says, humble yourself. It starts right off in the prayer. Paul says, humble yourself. Kneel before the Lord. It's a position of surrender. So this isn't a time to run away from the things Holy Spirit's exposing and revealing about you. Don't worry about other people.
Come on, amen.
Make sure that we're clean for this next season. He's washing us with the water of the Word. And the Word will reveal, but then you have to respond to what he's revealing. And that's surrender. Don't negotiate or don't say, that's not how I really am, or that's not how I am.
Come on, amen.
Just say, yes, Lord.
Yes, amen.
Humble yourself before him and say, yes.
Yes, amen.
Repent. Denounce that and move on. Let the blood of Jesus cover you. But he can't cover you if you don't agree with him. And that's what confession is. Confession in the Greek is literally saying what the Lord says about it. So if he reveals something, don't try to debate him. He's the great debater and he always wins. So don't spend all your energy trying to say, well, that's just who I am. Or I'm too old. He takes away all the excuses because he says, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength.
Amen.
Amen. They that stay in the process are going to come out stronger than when you went in. That's encouraging. So Paul says this, so I kneel humbly in awe. So when you're kneeling, I mean, you're awed by who God is. We sang about that this morning. He is Almighty God. There's no one like him. You can't compare him with anybody. He is awesome. He's the one that coined the phrase awesome. I saw it in scripture. I said, nah, the young people and the generation, awesome became the term. But no, God is only awesome. And we stand in awe of him because he is an awesome God. And so when we kneel ourselves, we get captivated by him. And I want to say in this process that we're in this summer months, and you worship him, practice his presence. You say, how can we practice it? What you see in nature, just practice. But I want you to be sensitive to what you're feeling in your spirit, man. Because this is where he's dwelling. This is where he's revealing himself right now to his church, is your innermost being. And that's what Paul is going to start to reveal to us in this prayer, this apostolic prayer. So I kneel humbly in awe before the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Messiah, the perfect Father of every father and child in heaven and on earth. And I think a better translation, and even the footnotes of the Passion, it says, the Father of every people. Or every family, not just the father of fathers and children, but the father of every family. He's the initiator of all things. That's what he's saying right now. And so we stand in awe of him as Father God. In verse 16, he begins his prayer by saying, and I pray that he would unveil within you the unlimited riches of his glory and favor until supernatural strength floods your innermost being with his divine might and explosive power. Wow. You know how you pray this over yourself? Instead of saying the you, you say, I pray that he would unveil within me. Ooh, the unlimited riches of his glory and favor until supernatural strength floods my innermost being with his divine might and explosive power. It says in chapter 1 and verse 3 of Ephesians, he says, every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realm has already been lavished upon us as a gift of love from our wonderful Heavenly Father, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, all because he sees us wrapped into Christ. This is why we celebrate him with all of our hearts. Wow. It also says in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10, says this, now, my beloved ones, I have saved these most important truths for last. Be supernaturally infused with strength through your life union with the Lord Jesus. Stand victorious with the force of his explosive power flowing in and through you. Be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Where are we strong in the Lord? It's got to be in our innermost being. That's what Paul's praying. I pray that his strength be explosive on the inside. You want explosive power? I don't want just, you know, waiting for someone to designate or set the power off. It's already there. And so let him set it on fire. Let him set you on fire. Back in chapter 3 again. Verse 16, and I pray that he would unveil within you. So the unveiling of who he is starts on the inside. It doesn't start out here. It starts in here. An encounter with God starts on the inside. You get born again from the inside. You have an encounter with Jesus Christ on the inside, and your spirit becomes new. It was dead to things of the world. It was dead. But when you encounter, born again starts on the inside. The miracle of God always starts on, this is the pattern of God for miracles. The pattern of God for miracles is you must see it before you experience it. You see it by faith, and he's going to get in this. I mean, this scripture is so packed how we're to operate in these last days. And I pray that he would unveil within me the unlimited, everybody say unlimited,
unlimited.
Riches. What does it mean to be unlimited? It means there's no limits. Whatever it is that you need is already provided. Every spiritual blessing in heavenly places, it says in chapter 1, verse 3, has already been given to you. And now he's saying, you access it. How do you access it? You access it in your innermost being. And it's accessed by Holy Spirit in you. That's why Holy Spirit's so important. Without Holy Spirit, you can't access these spiritual things. And access the unlimited resources of his glory that you need for your life. It comes through the inner man. It comes through the relationship with Holy Spirit. And I pray that he would unveil within you the unlimited riches of his glory and favor. So he's going to release the unlimited resources of his glory and his favor until what? Until supernatural strength flows into your innermost being with his divine might and explosive power. That's where we're going, church. That's what he wants to do. And every one of us individually and corporately, this is what the world is waiting for. Continues on in verse 17. Then, by constantly using your faith, I want to tell you that everything in God is exercised by faith. Everything in God is exercised by faith. In chapter 1 and verse 19, Paul says this, I pray that you will continually experience the immeasurable greatness of God's power made available to you through faith. Let me say this again. I pray that you will continually experience the immeasurable greatness of God's power made available to you through faith. Without faith, it's impossible to please him. You can't access this power without faith. It's impossible to please God without faith. But he's given us faith, and it's not faith in ourselves or our ability. It's faith in God. All things are possible to them that believe. We quote that. But it's time we start to see it manifest and explode in our lives. It take over us. We can live in this explosive power of the manifested presence of God on the inside of us by faith.
Amen.
God said it, and that settles it. But I choose to believe it. Because I know that without faith, it's impossible to please him. So he says here in verse 17 that it's released through faith. Chapter 3, verse, are we in 17? Yes. Then by constantly using your faith, constantly, faith is a constant. It's not what we see. It's what he said. He shows us the beginning from the end and everything in between. He's the author and the finisher of our faith. He's the one that initiates us into the faith walk. We walk by faith and not by sight. So we're constantly growing in faith. And faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. That's why you need to be in this, hearing God's voice. When you hear God's voice, it creates great more faith. The only way you can grow in faith is his word. You can't pray more faith down. You can't hear a testimony and get more faith. You get more faith by his word. So faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And without faith, it's impossible to please him. Verse 17 again. Then by constantly using your faith. I'm telling you that, you know, you look at Galatians chapter 2, verse 20, you say, I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ lives in me. But then it says, and this life that I now live, I live by faith. When you came out of the old, you left the life of the natural. And now you live a life of faith in Jesus Christ. Amen. The life I now live, I live by faith in the one who loved me and gave himself for me. Amen. This is a faith life right now. Amen. Constantly using your faith, the life of Christ will be released deep inside of you. Notice, if you constantly walk in faith, the life of Christ will be released deep inside of you. It's going to become established as your foundation on the inside. You're not moved by all the craziness that's going on the outside, because there's a work of God on the inside. And greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. I'm functioning out of a whole different mindset.
Amen.
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 The world's going to look at you and say, you're crazy. But it's the other way around. We're the only ones in our right mind.
Come on. Amen.
Are you hearing this?
Yes.
So if you want to be in your right mind in this day and this hour, you better make sure he's head.
Amen.
Over your life and Lord. Be released deep inside you. And listen to this. This is where I want to release this morning. There's a lot of things, but listen to this one. And the resting place of his love will become the very source and root of your life. Where is that source of love? It's deep inside of you. And when you walk in faith, it releases the very source. And it says in Romans chapter 5 and verse 5, the love of God has been poured out within our hearts through the Holy Spirit, which was given to us. I'm telling you, the work of the Holy Spirit will cause you to grow in the love of God. And I don't have time today, maybe next week, if Holy Spirit, but you can write down and read 1 John chapter 4. It talks about what the love of God is. God is love. He doesn't do love things. His nature, his character is love. And God's love is poured out in our spirit man through faith. And it manifests in acts of love. But God is love. He doesn't do love. Are you following this? And it's shed abroad in our hearts. So he says this, and the rest, this becomes a resting. You want a resting place of his love? Stay constantly in the life of faith, deep in the inside, the very source and root of your life. Then you will be empowered, in verse 18, to discover what the Holy One experiences, the great magnitude of his astonishing love of Christ in all his dimensions. How many want to go deeper? We say we go deeper. We got to go deeper in the inside. The love of God is experienced on the inside of us. Every time, you know, we say that deeper and we sing that, deep cries on to deep. It's not that he's getting deeper. He's already there, but he's inviting us into his deepness.
Yeah.
And in his deepness, you have the dimensions of his love. And it's not about just feelings, but it's about God himself exploding on the inside of you. Woo! When I have an encounter like that deep within, I'm telling you, I mean, something explodes on the inside.
Amen.
And I experience him in a fresh and new way, his love, his goodness. Then you will be empowered to discover what everyone experiences, the great magnitude of the astonishing love of Christ in all his dimensions. How deeply intimate and far-reaching is his love? I'm telling you, his love comes from an intimate relationship. If you aren't having an intimate relationship with Holy Spirit, who's the one that's put on the inside of you to pour out the love of God in greater dimensions, that's why he's given us Holy Spirit. He's given us the Holy Spirit. First, the Father says he sent Jesus into the world, for God so loved the world that he gave. His only begotten Son. So we experience the love of God through Jesus, but then Jesus said, I'm going to send one just like me. And now Paul says that the love of God is poured out by the Holy Spirit into your innermost being, into your heart. So you want more of God and experience of love and dimension of love? We have to experience it in our innermost being and let it explode. It gets really exciting here because he goes on. He says, the astonishing love of Christ in all its dimensions. I'm telling you, that just blows my mind. In all of his dimensions. Wow. How deeply intimate and far-reaching is his love. How enduring and inclusive it is. In this hour that we're moving in, man, there's so much about, is it inclusive or exclusive? His love is inclusive. It's all-inclusive. But we can only experience that if we've experienced his love on the inside. We can't. It becomes exclusive when we try to love with our mind or love with our emotions or love with anything outside of God on the inside of us.
That's right.
I'm telling you right now, there's a bill going through the house of the state right here that is causing that if you preach even sin, it's preaching hate. But God is all inclusive. He doesn't exclude them. He gives everyone the power of choice to choose to come into his love to receive the forgiveness of sins. And it's going to cause the church to really know what we believe. Are we living in conviction? I'm giving you a little heads up where the season we're going into. There's some strange bills going through our state house right now. A couple of them already passed. They're waiting to be signed and to practice and initiated. One of the laws you better be praying about is that a school teacher or a school administrator cannot tell a parent if a child comes in and wants to go through the gender change. It will be against the law for the teacher to tell. That's already gone through the house. Church, we got to wake up in this hour and be a voice. And it's only by the love of God we can be inclusive and not exclusive. It says, how deeply intimate and far-reaching is the love of God, how enduring and inclusive it is. Endless love beyond measure that transcends our understanding. It's going beyond what we can even imagine or think. This extravagant love pours into you until you are filled to overflowing with the fullness of God. It pours into you. The love of God pours into you before it can pour out. You have to encounter it yourself. That's what you did when you got born again. You encountered the Father's love, but it was just a measure. It was just the beginning. You stay in that, and you keep encountering it. It's a progressiveness. But it starts in your innermost being. And when you have that encounter, then it can pour out of you in expressions of the Father's love. So he says, understanding this extravagant love pours into you until you are filled with overflowing with the fullness of God. Never doubt God's mighty power to work in you and accomplish all this. So don't doubt it. It's time we do away with our doubt and unbelief. Doubt, non-belief, and fear are the opposite of faith. So if you're in doubt, non-belief, you can't be in faith. Let him expose those doubts.
That's right. Amen.
Some of us doubt that this could happen in me. Yeah, it can happen in, we see others. Well, yeah, because they're so and so. No, he wants it to happen in you. Pray this for yourself. Amen. This can happen in you because God said it. This is how he sees you, not how you see yourself or how others define who you are. He's defining who you are right now. As the Father of all creation, the Father of all family, he's defining who you are. Amen. And they that wait upon the Lord. He's speaking good things over you right now so that you renew your strength. I feel just preaching this. I feel my strength being renewed. All this week I was getting reports from my family and different ones. And the reports, it was good things. They weren't doing anything physically. It was just good words. They were writing things out, giving me texts and all that. And when I received, I was telling Apostle Linda, I feel like my youth is getting renewed. Good things. That's what the Father is speaking over you this morning. He's speaking good things, that you can do it. This is who He's created you to be. He's created you to be a life changer. He's created you to walk in victory and resurrection power. Woo! He's wakening up the church right now to who we are. We're not being defined by those on the outside. We're being defined by the Creator of heaven and earth. The King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He's defining who we are.
Yes, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
I don't want anybody else to define me but Him. And He wants to go to the very core. All the baggage that we've picked up along our journey in this life, He wants to get rid of that so He can pour in His goodness. We listened in Malaysia last night in their service. They were singing the song, and I just love that, the goodness of God. They were singing that. As they were singing that in Malaysia, I'm thinking, I can feel that here. When we sang it a few weeks ago, I felt the goodness of God. Woo! It's running after me. I just feel that. That's when your youth gets renewed, you know. The goodness and the mercy of God is running after me all the days of my life. Amen. That's who He says you and I are to be. In these last days, in the midst of all the confusion, in the midst of all the nonsense out there, God's got a remedy and He's got a people. And the people are you and I. So stop doubting that you're exclusive out of this. He says, no, I've included you in. There's neither male nor female, bond or slave, in Christ Jesus. If you're in Christ, then this is you. Amen.
Yes.
Man.
Amen.
Woo. Ha. Never doubt God's mighty power to work in you. And change that to work in me. I stop doubting God's power. He said, these signs shall follow them believe. I'm a believer, so I qualify. I start doubting that I need something more. I don't need anything more. I got Holy Spirit. I got the resurrection power of Jesus on the inside waiting to break out. And all creation is waiting for you and I to break out. Never doubt God's mighty power to work in you and accomplish all this. He will achieve infinitely more than your greatest request, your most unbelievable dream, and exceed your wildest imagination. He'll exceed your wildest imaginations. Your greatest request. He will undo them all, for His miraculous power constantly energizes you. Ooh. I don't know if I could stand that this energy constantly energizing me. I just thought of, you know, Elijah, when he was touched by the Spirit of God, he outran Ahab's chariot. And that was greater than a marathon race or the Alta marathon. They said it was 40 some miles. And he outran that chariot. Why? It was not by might nor by power, but by the Spirit. He was energized. I believe He's energizing us right now that we'll run and not be weary. Amen. I don't know if I can you can't walk in that power without the anointing. We sang that this morning. I love that. It's on our county building down there. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. And where I love to put it this way and say, where the Spirit is, Lord, there is freedom. I'm telling you, true freedom is on the inside and it energizes you. Amen. Amen. Ha ha. Never doubt. Hey, yes, never doubt God's mighty power to work in you. I break all doubt and all fear right now. Off of everyone in this room. No more will you doubt God's ability and power to work on the inside of you, to use you right where you're at, to know who you are in Christ, to step out. I declare courage right now over you. Break off fear. And he says that he's giving you courage right now to step out. Woo! I feel that. Courage in Jesus' name. Woo! And exceed your wildest imagination. He will outdo them all. Woo! Take the limits off, church. That's what God says. I'm taking the limits off. I didn't put them on you. You put them on yourself or let others or society or culture or experiences. But the Lord says, now is the time I'm breaking limits off of you. No more limits in the name of Jesus. Are you willing these next few days to pray this prayer with your name in it? Paul says, I pray for you. He's praying for the church at Ephesus. We're the church in Detroit. He's praying that over us right now. Amen. He will outdo them all, for his miraculous power constantly energizes. Oh man, you'd like to get plugged in there and just stay plugged in? Woo! I mean, get so energized and charged that, man, you're just going to run right over into glory. Whenever he comes back, I don't know when, but, man, I'm going to be energized. And I'm just going to step in and woo! Come on. He will outdo them all. He that is on the inside of you. In your innermost being. He's doing a work right now. It's preparing you. That's energizing you to step in to anything that you could think or imagine. He's breaking off the lies, the excuses. I'm too old. I'm too weak. I'm too young. Whatever your excuse is, he's just shattered them. Woo. He finishes by saying, now we offer up to God all the glorious praise that rises from every church and every generation throughout Jesus Christ, and that all will yet be manifest through time and eternity. He says it will manifest through time and eternity. It's our time, church, now. In the fullness of time, he's manifesting himself in his glory. Let me read this out of Ephesians, because this is the other. I'll give you three apostolic prayer places. The first one we read was Ephesians 3, 14 through 21. The second apostolic prayer is Ephesians 1, 15 through 23. And the third apostolic prayer that Paul gives is Colossians 1, 9 through 12. And I challenge you, if you get into this, you'll have trouble staying in those verses, because it will expand you. But let me read what it says in chapter 1, in verse 15. Whoa, Ephesians chapter 1, verse 15. It's because of this, since I heard about your strong faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and your tender love toward all his devoted ones, my heart is always full and overflowing with thanks to God for you, as I constantly remember you in my prayer. Here's the prayer. I pray that the Father of glory, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, would impart to you the riches, and I say impart to me the riches of the spirit of wisdom and the spirit of revelation to know him through your deepening intimacy with him. This is a season, even as you're going through stuff, to get intimate with him. Get intimate with his word. Get intimate with his voice. Amen. You say, well, I don't have time. Well, get time. You better carve out time, because When all hell breaks out, which you think it's broke out, you ain't seen nothing yet. Whoa. Intimacy with him, verse 18. I pray that the light of God will illuminate the eyes of your imagination, flooding you with light until you experience the full revelation of the hope of his calling. That is the wealth of God's glorious inheritances that he finds in us, his Holy One. Holy ones, I pray that you will continually experience the immeasurable greatness of God's power made available to you through faith. Then your lives will be an advertisement. Ooh, I like that. It's not a program. Your life is an advertisement. People are looking. If you're a Christian and you come out and say you're a Christian, everybody's watching you now. The only way you're going to stand through this pressure is if he's on the inside of you. Yeah. Then your life will become. Some of us don't want to come out. It's going to cost something. But our life will become an advertisement. I love that language. It says we'll become an advertisement. Let's see if I can pick it up where I was. Verse 19, then your lives will be an advertisement of this immense power as it works. So what's your life going to, your life is going to be an advertisement, not just by the telling the scripture, by the power. I love that. By the power as it works through you and in you. It's going to work in you first. And then it's going to work out of you, and it's going to be an advertisement. Ooh. You talk about revival. We haven't seen anything yet. Then your lives will be an advertisement of this immense power as it works through you. Hold on to your seat. This is the mighty power that was released when God raised Christ from the dead and exalted him to the high place of highest honor and supreme authority in the heavenly realm. The same power that raised Jesus from the dead is the same power that's already in you, that he's waiting to manifest in you so it can manifest through you. And Romans 8 says, all creation is groaning, waiting for the revealing of the sons of God, that are manifesting this measure of God. Whoo. Huh. Then this is the mighty power that was released when God raised Christ from the dead and exalted him to the place of highest honor and supreme authority in the heavenly realm. And now he is exalted as first above every ruler, authority, government, and realm of power in existence. He is gloriously enthroned over every name that is ever praised, not only in this age, but in the age that is coming. And he alone is the leader and source of everything needed in the church. God has put everything beneath the authority of Jesus Christ and has given him the highest rank above all others. And now we, his church, are his body on the earth, that which fills him who is being filled by it. I'm telling you, we're living in the greatest time, church age. In the fullness of time, he chooses to reveal his fullness. And it's not just reveal his fullness, but reveal his fullness in you and in me. His resurrection power. On the inside of you, in your inner man, the love of God in all of its fullness, the power of God in all of its glory. Whoa, the authority and rulership of God. And oh, I don't think we can handle this yet. This charge, this surge that's coming. Woo!
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
But it's coming.
Yes, hallelujah.
He said it's coming.
Yes.
And he watches over his word to perform it. It's going to happen.
Yes.
He's just waiting for a people down here to say, let us be that generation.
Yes.
Let that happen now.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Father, I thank you this morning that you're releasing a word to your church across this nation and globally. It's a global word that, Father, you said in the fullness of times, you said that you would bring the fullness of Jesus into the earth through your church that is being transformed by your word and power, the same power that raised Jesus from the dead. So we say no more excuses. We say no more, Lord, will we say that we're little in the midst of, Father, what's going on, because you have put resurrection power and life on the inside of us. And I declare this morning right now, Father, in this small place, in this city right now, from this place, there's rising up a people, Father, that are saying, yes, Lord, let it be done unto me as you have spoken it. Just as Mary said when she was conceived by Holy Spirit to bring Jesus into the earth the first time. She said, let it be done unto me as you have spoken. So, Father, we thank you that your word is spoken to us. And we say, let it be done unto me. Not unto them or unto those, but unto me right now. And so we thank you this morning. I thank you right now for resurrection power. I thank you that in this season, Father, that you've set us aside, Father, in these next 58 days. And we thank you, Father, before everything just seems to come apart at the seams, for everything that can be shaken is already being shaken. And there's more yet to be shaken. And you won't finish until the shaking is done. Everything that can be shaken will be shaken, so that cannot be shaken will remain. And so we thank you that what will remain will be Christ in us. It will be you in us, the hope of glory. So we thank you that we put ourselves in a place that, Father, we surrender ourselves. We bow our knees unto the Lord Jesus Christ, and we receive right now the anointing of God right now to run our race. We thank you, Father, that we will run and not be weary. We will walk and not faint. We will mount up with wings as eagles, and we're going into a new dimension. We're being energized right now. You're renewing our youth right now. That, Father, we thank you. We're going to finish our race, and we're going to finish strong, and we're going to finish, Father, victorious. We're going to be more than conquerors through him who loves us. And so we release, Father, that fresh anointing. We receive it right now by faith. We thank you for this life of faith right now that activates right now. We thank you for the activation of faith right now in every believer right now, that doubt must bow its knees in the name of Jesus. We'll no longer question. We just agree and say yes and amen. Let it be done unto me. So, Father, we thank you for that stirring right now. And not only the stirring in this house and in these individuals, but, Father, it's contagious right now. That we thank you for this contagious faith. That when we go out, we're an advertisement. That others come to us, Father, and draw off of us because they see something on the inside, and it's Jesus. And so we thank you that we become the advertisement, that, Father, will not become, Father, ashamed to the body of Christ or Jesus, but we're coming out right now in the name of Jesus, and we're coming out in resurrection power. We're coming out in fresh strength, and I declare strength right now in the Holy Spirit in our inner man. So I say, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Right now, from now on, rise up. Let your voice be heard. Be the advertisement that I want you to be. Christ in you, the hope of glory. So receive it now. Receive it now in the name of Jesus. Receive the resurrection power in a fresh and new way. Receive see that deeper inner working of Holy Spirit on the inside of you now. Just let Him take it deeper now. Humble yourself. Bow your knees unto the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and receive that resurrection power. It's available now. Receive it by faith in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Be filled right now in the name of Jesus. A fresh hunger, a fresh thirsting right now, that we keep coming and we keep drinking, that out of our bellies begins to flow resurrection power, begins to flow fresh rivers. Oh, let it happen now, Lord, on the inside of us in this next period of time. Let us rise up in resurrection strength and power right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. Woo. And Father, I pray not only will our lives be an advertisement, but when we open our mouth, that Father will be courageous to speak what You are giving us. That out of our mouth, Father, begins to flow life and life more abundantly. For Father, we thank You that where the Spirit is Lord, and where the Spirit is Lord, there is freedom. And so we thank You. You're setting the captives free right now. Setting us free right now. Anything that's hindering us, Father, from this fullness, You're freeing us. You've already proclaimed it. And now, Father, we begin to receive it and declare it. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Yes, yes. Hallelujah. Thank You, Father. Ha-ha. So I feel the challenge of God is for you to pray those apostolic prayers. You want to read out of the Passion? It gives you a little more energy, I think. Pray it out loud and just feel it. Then just begin to feel the preach come up on you, because that's what's going to happen. Some of you are going to get the preach. It's been stirring in you, but fear has kept you out. But it's just going to happen. Yeah. And when it starts to happen, look out. Amen? Amen. 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 Raise your hands. Father, we thank You. We give You all praise that we're living in such a time as this. Wow.
Thank You, Jesus.
Whoa. Paul, Father, prayed it over the Ephesian church, and the church at Colossae. Father, we thank You that we're the church that's now participating, saying, yes, Lord. In the fullness of times, His Word is no longer a mystery. It's Christ in us, the hope of glory, the fullness of Jesus right now. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. Glory. Hallelujah. Uh-huh. Well, stay charged through the summer. You know, get refreshed. You know, take a vacation. But make sure you're getting charged. Wow. We're not going to be caught off guard by what happens in the fall or future. I believe this is a time, this season is a time you find these things in Scripture. When Jesus went into the wilderness, it was a season of change and transition. And He always takes the people of God through a transition before the new comes. And I believe this is what this summer is. And we get to determine, choose you this day. Choose to be charged, get refreshed. Let Him give you good things that renew your youth. Good things are experiencing, you know. The summer in Michigan, that's a good thing. Get outside and just enjoy nature. We'll have to pray for them. They're going down in the heat wave. Woo! But man, let's experience good things. And pray for those that you know are struggling through this time. You might be the one that's to feed them. I'm not talking about physical. I'm talking about the word.
Amen.
Cover them.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Let them go through this process so that they can come out with renewed strength. Amen.
Amen.
And set the captives free.
Yes.
Well.
Amen.
Well, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
If you still need prayer after all that, it's all right. If you still need prayer, it's all right. There'll be people to pray with you and stand with you, but that's good. Just hold those up that, you know, we hear some people, I haven't been here for a while, but man, I'm telling you, we got one report, a person that's watching there, hasn't been here since COVID hit. And she watches online and she said last week, she says, oh my gosh, Pastor, that was the best message you ever got. And we told her, you said that last week. She says, well, that's true. I don't know if it's true or not, but each week. But, you know, just encourage and man, this is our time. This is your time. Amen. Amen. If you need prayer, just come up. Someone will pray for you, but go in the power of his might and strength and just be blessed in the Lord.
Amen.
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 Amen.